This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. I'm Kara LaRance. I have three choral experts in the studio with me at WMUK. Dr. Kimberly Adams, the Director of Choral Activities at Western Michigan University, as well as graduate choral assistants Ahmed Ansadua and Joel Snyder, who has just joined the WMU School of Music, and it's a great honor to have you all here. Dr. Adams, I'm going to start with you. In this hour, we're going to discuss some new initiatives that reach out to the community and some opportunities for community members to get back on campus and enjoy choral singing. But I wondered, since we haven't talked in a while, if you would catch us up on recent activity in the School of Music where choral music is concerned and some highlights from the last year.
Well, I would say the biggest highlight from the last year was the release of our anticipated CD, Contemplating Weather. It was a piece that I was on the radio probably about a year and a half ago, talking about our premiere and our recording of that project. And after the editing and producing process was done, it was released this past April, and it's been reviewed in international publications, and it's received some really positive press so far.
It's very exciting.
So that's a very exciting project when you have a student ensemble that's releasing an album on a professional and a well-respected label.
That would be Bridge Records.
Yes.
It is a long-time label that focuses on new music a lot of the time and important new composers. I do remember that interview, and I remember you were sitting right next to the composer himself who came to campus to witness and help prepare the premiere of his work. I wondered if you would tell me a little more about Paul Lansky.
Paul Lansky is just a brilliant composer. You know, he was one of the pioneers of electronic music. And one of the things that makes this album interesting is the fact that it's all, it's not electronic. It's instruments and voices, and it's tonal. And so what a lot of the reviews are talking about is what a shift it is in Paul Lansky's style. And how I think it's interesting that one of our pioneers of electronic music is using the acoustic medium and doing so so brilliantly.
Remind me what Contemplating Weather, the title, is all about.
Well, Contemplating Weather is a choral cantata. It's 11 movements for instruments and choir. And it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek commentary about weather. It's a little bit nostalgic, not too serious, but yeah, it takes us through different cycles of weather, and there are little sort of sorbet moments in between heavy-hitting movements.
Now, you mentioned a post-production process of mixing and mastering and things like that, but from what I remember being there in the audience that night, this was a one-take recording followed by a second full take. There were two concerts in a row, basically, of this piece.
Well, what we did for the premiere was that we premiered the piece and that was just a single performance through, and then we gave a second performance of it, because generally the feedback after a premiere is that the audience hears the piece and then wants to hear it again because it's the first time it's been presented. And you know, I personally think it's kind of a shame when I go to a concert and I hear a piece for the first time and then I don't get to hear it again, sometimes for months later, sometimes years, sometimes never. And so what we did when we premiered the piece was do the piece twice to really allow people to absorb it. And one of the reasons why, the last movement of the piece features snippets from all of the movements previous. And so when we did the piece twice in a row, it was actually a very interesting project, because you heard every movement, then you heard the summary of all the movements, and then back to the beginning again. We actually got together about 3 days later with Bridge Records producers and engineers and recorded the piece in the recital hall and did several, you know, good, clean takes of it, which was then knitted together and put on the album.
Well, before we go any further, why don't we listen to this part of this accomplishment, Contemplating Weather? And I think when I was asking what to cue up, you said the last movement is
the
a
summary.
Great choice.
Mm-hmm.
Music of Paul Lansky, recorded by the University Chorale at Western Michigan University with the new music ensemble Birds on a Wire. Dr. Kimberly Dunn Adams conducting that performance, which is available on a commercial release from Bridge Records. Paul Lansky's Contemplating Weather. My guest is Kim Adams, along with graduate assistants Ahmed Ansaldua and Joel Snyder. Kim, congratulations. That sounds fantastic. It sounds absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much.
What kind of rehearsal went into that? How many months?
For that piece, we rehearsed for 2 months.
Sometimes composers who are writing new pieces don't always get the music to the artists as in a timely fashion as you might hope for. Was Paul one of those composers who was still working on it to the last minute?
He was a dream to work with. He got me the score in plenty of time, and when I got the score, I sat down, I spread it out all over my floor, and pored over every note of it, and was just so pleased. It's always exciting when you commission a piece, and then you get it, and it's even better than you'd hoped.
One thing we didn't mention was where the text came from. Can you quickly tell me a little about
that? Well, the texts are written by Jonathan Green, who's a living poet, and he actually was here for the premiere and the recording as well.
That's wonderful. So a real community effort with the creators all in one place.
Well, you know, I think that's one of the amazing things and one of the important things we do as artists with contemporary music. Not only should our music be relevant, but I think it's exciting when we can have, you know, a living composer writing music in real time and a living poet. And then students and musicians and teachers come together to create this stuff. This is the kind of thing that we should be doing is in the artistic world.
Of course, going on, you'll be contemplating other projects, rather, musical projects to record and things like that. So
We actually have another album coming out this year that we've recorded over the last 2 years in Holy Family Chapel at what used to be Nazareth College. So with any luck, I'll be in here again in a few months playing excerpts from that album as well.
You know, just the other day, I put on the Monteverdi Vespers that had been recorded at Holy Family Chapel and recorded by Western's choirs several years ago. Wonderful recording. So, and I'm glad you're using that space while it's still, you know, open to the public.
Absolutely. It's a treasure. And musically speaking, it's one of the best spaces you could hope for.
Now, Kim, let's look ahead and start looking at 2015, 2016 and choral music in Kalamazoo and at Western Michigan University. What do you see?
Well, over the next year, we've got some amazing concerts coming up. On October 25th, we're doing a choral showcase concert that's dedicated to the memory of Thomas Hardy, who was one of our directors of choral activities here several decades ago. He passed away this past year, and so we're dedicating this concert to his memory. Ahmed is going to be conducting the Collegiate Singers on that concert, and the program is inspired by the work that Tom did while he was here at Western. On December 6th, which is a Sunday this year, we have our annual Choral Christmas Concert, and that's going to feature all of our choirs, and I'll be conducting, Degauth Thier will conduct, we are hoping to feature our graduate conductors on that concert as well, and it's going to be really fabulous this year.
You said it's on a Sunday?
And it's on a Sunday.
Is it at an area church?
This is at First Presbyterian in downtown Kalamazoo, which is our tradition. We love that space, and it's a perfect place for us to sing that concert.
Okay. Is there anything you can look into in the next year, perhaps? 2016, rather?
In 2016, this is so exciting. Our university chorale was invited to sing at three choral or musical conferences this next year. And Cantus Femina, our women's ensemble, was invited to sing at a choral conference with chorale. We're actually the only college to send two choirs to perform at the American Choral Directors Association Regional Convention in Chicago. So that is really exciting for us. And if I can brag, I have to say Western's choral program has just been fantastic for decades, and it's wonderful to be a part of it and to see us getting recognized like this.
Yes, yes, indeed. I think it's well known within choral circles what kind of singers and directors are produced from this school. So let's bring in this idea of new initiatives for community members to come on campus and sing with the students in training at Western Michigan University.
Mm-hmm. So one of our biggest community initiatives in the past has been Grand Chorus, where students and community members come together to sing masterworks with symphony orchestra, whether that be the University Symphony Orchestra or the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. Well, this year Grand Chorus is not performing, and it's about time we started another choir at Western that brings together singers from all over the community. And so we've started a choir called Campus Choir that meets on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's going to be directed by our graduate students. And I think Ahmed and Joel have probably something to say about that.
Okay. Well, let me start with Ahmed, since, Ahmed, you're now in your second year as a graduate assistant at Western Michigan University?
That's right. Well, technically it's my fourth year. I was a piano assistant for 2 years. Now I've been a choral assistant for 1 year and starting my second one.
And what do you primarily focus your activity on?
Well, right now I'm really excited. I'm getting a lot of opportunities to conduct, to stand in front of the ensembles and direct. And that's really the most important part of a conductor's development, just getting the chance to work with other people and not just by yourself with a piano. One of the things that I really like about Western is that the graduate conductors get so much more podium time than almost anywhere else. I can expect to be working with an ensemble every week, almost every day. And this year I'll be mostly focused on preparing the October 25th concert with Collegiate Singers and with Collegium Musicum, which we're hoping to get a lot of people from the community singing there, and also be participating a little bit with Campus Choir, although Campus Choir will mostly be directed by Joel and our other graduate assistant, Christina Riewoldt.
I see. Well, let me stick with you for a minute here, Ahmed. Collegium Musicum is the early music ensemble at Western Michigan University, in case listeners weren't aware of that. But it actually is one of the oldest established ensembles at Western. It goes back maybe 50 years or so.
That's right. And one of the things I like about those concerts is that we have a very dedicated following, people who have been at those concerts for 30 plus years, just going every year and supporting the program, both with their presence and providing scholarships and all kinds of support for the group. And as far as my time with Collegium, I've worked on an official and extra-official capacity with Collegium now for a year and a half. And every semester I've tried to program a standard early music rep, some Bach, for example, or last semester we did Dufay. And this semester I'm hoping to do a William Byrd Mass. But one of my passions is Latin American music. A lot of and there's a lot of Baroque and Renaissance music from Latin America and from the Iberian Peninsula, Portugal and Spain. So every semester I've also tried to program something that goes back to my background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is from Mexican.
That's right.
And Egyptian a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you studied in Spain for a time.
Yeah, I studied piano in Spain for a time.
Right, right. That is an exciting area of early music. I think you're probably too young, Ahmed, to remember, but it seems like when I just started here it was the late 80s, and I know that the early music renaissance, the performance of early music by serious ensembles, was still fairly new. And I think a lot of people at the time were like, well, that's rather interesting. It'll probably blow itself out or something, you know, and you know, the big orchestras will just come back and take over like they always have. And the funny thing, it's been terrifically not true. More and more musicians get interested in the performance of early music, not just the study of what happened back then.
And for me, one of the most exciting parts of early music is that it there are so many unknowns, and there was such a high degree of freedom of improvisation and arranging that it tends to engage all the performers in very in all kinds of ways. Not only you don't just learn a piece and perform it, you have to be 50% musicologist and do a lot of research and have the ability to improvise and compose and arrange. So it always, and ensembles tend to have also a really high degree of collaboration. So there's always this chamber music aspect to it. So it's just this really exciting a style and a genre that I enjoy very much.
Community members are welcome to audition for Collegium Musicum. Would they just contact the School of Music and get in touch with you?
Absolutely. All the information is on the WMU Choir's webpage and Facebook page. And generally for Collegium, for community members, all we ask is that they send us an email or come to the school and we can arrange a private audition. Every semester we've had community members playing in the ensemble, in the instrumental ensemble, and singing in the choir, but I feel that it isn't so well known that community members can join Collegium. So that's what we're hoping, that to attract more people into the group now.
Well, now you know, listeners, Collegium Musicum is open to you as a musician if you're interested in early music and want to explore some of this rare and unusual collaborative type of music. That will involve some purely vocal as well as instrumental music. So if you have a sack butt in the closet, you can get it out. More likely you have a recorder in the closet and you might be able to join the ensemble. Did you have anything to follow up here, Kim?
Well, I think that part of the misperception about these ensembles being open to students only is because of so much of the information that we put out on the website for the students to make it easy for them to sign up. And so I would just urge people to make sure that you reach out to us with a phone call or an email, because if you are outside Western, we would still love to have you in ensembles like Collegium and Campus Choir. And it's a very easy process to set up.
That's wonderful. Joel, I'd like to bring you into the conversation here. Now, the last time we spoke, it was in your capacity as a director of community choirs in Battle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are at Western Michigan University. What changed?
Well, it was always my plan to move on to graduate work and to hopefully get a doctorate at some point in the future. So just felt like the right time.
I see. And you are going to be one of the directors of the campus choir that brings together students and people from the community. It's a big choir, big challenge. What did you learn in Battle Creek that you can bring to this?
Well, one of the things that we're doing here is starting one up basically from scratch. And I have done things similar to that in Battle Creek. We started a choir of men and boys there, which incorporated community members, community men, with the boys to be able to do bigger works. So I think that's a similarity there. I also started a choir down in Coldwater this last year, so a children's choir. So, it's the same thing when you're working with community members. I don't think the age is a factor.
Would you remind me of your background, where you grew up, and what kind of music influences you had growing up?
Yeah, I grew up singing with my family. They joked we were the Von Schneiders. we traveled around to different churches and sang, and I also sang in a musical school over in the Detroit area, and I did some studying down at Bob Jones University and at Eastern Michigan as well.
Wow, okay. And you and another graduate assistant, Christina Rewalt,
yes,
will be primarily handling campus choir, which meets every Wednesday at 7 to 9 p.m., I believe, at the School of Music. And Collegium Musicum meets twice a week. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 o'clock to 5:15. So keep a note of that, listeners, if your musical senses are tingling here. Let's take a musical break. I'll come back to you, Kim, right now to ask about the piece we're going to hear next. Is this something that a choir recorded in the past or something that you're looking forward to performing this season?
A little bit of both, actually. This is from a set of pieces called Love Thrice Wise by Joseph Gregorio. And so this piece was done by University Chorale several years ago, but we're going to be featuring this piece in our big convention appearance in Chicago this year. So this is the first movement of Love Thrice Wise.
What I'm amazed to hear at choirs of this level is the control, the softs and louds. Mm. Just strike me as a little superhuman.
Well, we have our fabulous voice faculty to thank for that. We work so hard at trying to sing with beautiful technique. And one of the things I'm so grateful for at Western is the fact that our voice teachers will come in to choir rehearsal if I ask them and work with our singers to make sure that we can sing with control and precision.
How big is the voice faculty? About how many people teach voice at Western?
Well, we have 4 full-time faculty and then several part-time teachers as well. And it's a great team.
Right. Many of the faculty members will be familiar to listeners as soloists who've performed many times in many capacities with community ensembles as well as Western ensembles mm-hmm. and beyond. Just last week, Carl Ratner's concert of Dreams and Memories, the Holocaust Remembrance Program, was on the radio here on WMUK. A wonderful mm-hmm. Concert featuring him alone as baritone soloist. Yeah. Who are some of the other folks? Remind me of
your
colleagues.
Carl Ratner, who you just mentioned, and is just a beautiful singer and such a thoughtful musician. We also have Ken Pruitt, Karen Kness, David Little. Ria Olivace has been featured with several groups around town, a superstar soprano, and Elizabeth Cameron, and Elizabeth Cowan as well.
That's an embarrassment of riches.
It really is.
And the choirs themselves, I do get a little confused with, there's a university chorale, there's collegiate singers, mm-hmm. There's grand chorus or campus choir, there's collegium musicum. So am I leaving? Cantus Femina.
Mm-hmm. So of our classical choirs, we have 3 choirs that meet during the day. That's University Chorale, Cantus Femina, which is our women's choir, and Collegiate Singers, which is a mixed chorus, mostly of music majors. Also just a phenomenal ensemble. We have Collegium Musicum and Campus Choir and Grand Chorus, which all are made of students, staff, faculty, and community members. And then we have our 2 jazz choirs, Gold Company and GC2. And then last but not least, I do not want to leave out the opera chorus. So we have a wealth of ensemble singing happening at Western.
And how many students are enrolled in this in choral music at Western? How many do you have to play around with and assign to different choirs?
Well, in our fall auditions, which start tomorrow, we usually hear between 160 and 180 students. And then once you add community members in the mix, that can be anywhere between, you know, 180 singers. And at one point we had, I think, 235 in grand chorus. So we have numbers.
You sure do. Your ears must get a little tired after a day of auditions.
You know, one would think, but the fact is people come in with their bodies and their voices and they sing. This, it isn't just about music, but it's about hearing people's humanity in song. And so I can hear 50 auditions and I'll still be excited by the last one of the day. It's not your ears that get tired. Quite frankly, it's your rear end from sitting in a chair all day.
My guests are Kim Adams, Director of Choral Activities at Western Michigan University, and Choral Graduate Assistants Ahmed Ansaldua and Joel Snyder. And we should head back to music here in a moment. And I've gotten turned around. What piece did we suggest next? I think, Ahmed, is this the Collegiate Singers? Mm. No.
No, this is the Agnus Dei from William Byrd's Mass for Voices.
Oh, William Byrd, English Tudor composer. Only he was Catholic, right?
That's right. That actually has a lot to do with this piece. This particular Mass may have been performed in secret. The, you know, Catholicism that time wasn't well regarded. And this particular movement is often seen as one of the greatest achievements in music. There, when the choir starts singing Dona Nobis Pacem, there's this series of unresolved dissonance that just goes on and on and on until it gets to the word Pacem, peace, at the very end in this beautiful major chord. And this is one of the pieces that Collegium will be singing this semester.
That's music of English composer William Byrd from his Mass for how many voices, Ahmed?
Four voices.
From a time in music history, I think we're talking the late 1500s, early 16, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the kind of repertoire that Collegium Musicum is all over it. This is where I would be jealous if I were a member of a more modern choir, because these Renaissance pieces might be the peak, or at least a peak in choral singing.
Frankly, it's one of the reasons why I've made a move from just playing piano to also choral singing, because, you know, all of this really great repertoire is just closed off completely because piano wasn't invented till 17th century.
Now, if you're I know you're a wonderful pianist and incredibly proficient player. How are you as a singer?
I've been getting better. I've been taking voice lessons now for a year and a half and singing in the choir. So I think I'm a much better pianist than singer, but I don't embarrass myself anymore.
I see. Tell me again when Collegium Musicum meets and when the concert will be this semester.
Collegium Musicum meets Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5:15. And our concert for this semester is November 5th.
Okay, so folks can add that to their calendars. And also consider making a commitment. It's a time commitment to join Collegium Musicum, but it's also a chance to explore some glorious music.
It's very rewarding. And also, it's a smaller ensemble than the other choirs, so it becomes a really tightly knit group. Like I said, some of our instrumentalists have been playing in Collegium for over 10 or 15 years now. And the choir members tend to go stay in the choir for from 1 year to the next because it's a small group, so we all get to know each other and interact. And rehearsals tend to be interactive, so it's a good experience.
Very nice. Again, my guests are Dr. Kimberly Adams, Joel Snyder, and Ahmed Ansaldua, and we are discussing the choral life of Western Michigan University, which does include invitations to community members to join a couple of different projects, the campus choir for one, or is it the same thing as grand chorus, basically?
No, it's a slightly different kind of group.
Okay.
Grand chorus exists entirely to do multi-movement masterworks with orchestra. Campus choir is going to do a range of repertoire. There are going to be some pieces accompanied, some unaccompanied, a variety of eras represented and genres. It should be a pretty exciting experience for that reason.
This is also a non-auditioned choir. You can just arrive for rehearsal time and see if it's a good fit.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things about choral singing that's so spectacular is that you can have a non-auditioned choir that is absolutely fabulous because people sing. This is what we do. And what, as Ahmed mentioned, choral music has existed as long as humanity has. And so that's one of the things that makes even unauditioned community choirs so, so wonderful.
Joel, I'm quite impressed that, you know, you're also continuing your the formation of the children's choir in Coldwater while attending Western as a graduate student. I mean, choral music really must be your life.
Yeah, it's a passion of mine. And one of my beliefs is that music is for people. And then what better way to have music for people than to offer these community choirs where everyone can just come and sing together.
That's great. You have to teach on different levels. You know, if you're working with kids and you're working with college students and then you're working with community members, those are pretty distinct populations.
Yeah.
So what kind of flexibility do you need for that?
It's really more of an energy thing. I think for younger children, you need lots of energy just to keep their focus. But as far as the material, the content, it's the same thing. Maybe instead of doing a mass for four voices, you do a Renaissance canon. But it's still polyphony, it's still good music, good quality music that you can give to people of all ages.
I think in classical instrumental playing, learning pieces by ear has become more of a focus in recent years, giving more training and time to developing one's ear rather than depending on the sheet music. I'm wondering if choral directors have discussions about how to blend ear singing straight from the heart or from memory as well as reading music. Is that a balance that you guys consider and plan for with choirs?
Well, one of the things that we think about a lot and that we work on in our graduate program at Western is teaching techniques, because even outside of learning by ear or learning through reading sheet music, you have people who learn by writing and by listening or by mimicking. There are so many different learning styles that human beings have. And so as a conductor, it's your responsibility to try to teach all of those things and reach all of those people at once. And so, you know, clearly with certain choirs, everybody reads sheet music, and so that becomes part of your choral culture. But in other choirs, like to some extent Collegium Musicum, and when we have our campus choir all set up, and certainly for grand chorus, I'm teaching in sometimes four ways at once to make sure that everybody is reached equally and that nobody is left behind.
Hmm. Did you have something to add, Ahmed?
Yeah, particularly in the case of Collegium, a lot of this music was actually learned by ear. It wasn't, music notation is fairly modern. So for example, last semester we did a piece that involved Gregorian chant, and teaching it to the choir a lot of the time just involved learning by ear, learning the chants by ear or following the original notation rather than trying to adapt it to modern writing. So I think that that's a pretty interesting part of choral teaching, because a lot of music in early music was taught in ways that aren't taught right now.
You have another selection picked out, I believe, to listen to. I think we have time for that now.
Oh, well, this is the second movement of Misa Criolla by Ariel Ramirez. This is a piece that collegiate singers will be performing on October 25th for the Thomas Hardy Memorial Concert. Actually, I've been wanting to conduct this piece for a very long time. And when I saw the lists of repertoire that he'd done years ago, there was so much of my favorite music there, songs by Brahms, so a lot of early music, and the whole Misa Criolla was there. So we picked two movements. This is a Gloria. It features a small Argentinian guitar. It's called the charango, which I happened to find one for this performance. I'm still looking for a big drum. So if any of your listeners have it's called a bombo andino. It's a very big drum with a deep sound. We would love to borrow it.
Okay. See, I'm glad you came on WMUK today. Ahmed Ansaldúa, say the name of the piece again. A Gloria by whom?
By Ariel Ramirez.
That's very colorful sacred music that's brought here today by Ahmed Ansaldúa, graduate choral assistant at Western Michigan University, along with graduate assistant choral assistant Joel Snyder and the director of choral activities, Dr. Kimberly Dunn Adams. And it's been such a fun hour here together with you talking about singing and such. So let me ask you to wrap some things up. And Ahmed, tell us again about Collegium Musicum and how people can become involved.
Well, again, we are extending an invitation to everyone in the community to join Collegium Musicum and Campus Choir. To join, send us an email. Follow WMU Choirs on Facebook or on Twitter, or look up WMU Choirs and you'll find our webpage with all the information for joining.
That is an auditioned choir, but private auditions are low stress and easy to handle. And Joel, tell me a little more about Campus Choir.
Campus Choir is open to everyone in the community at the university. I used to teach down in North Carolina, and one of the things I like to say down there is, y'all come. So that's what I'm going to say, y'all come.
It's a very nice invitation. Thank you, Joel. And Dr. Adams, final word on choral activities at Western.
Oh, we just have such an exciting year coming up with all the activities for Campus Choir and Collegium, but also all of our other choirs listed earlier in the hour. And I'd like to invite everybody out to some concerts. October 25th, we have a choral showcase concert dedicated to the memory of former choral director at Western, Thomas Hardy. And then December 6th at First Presbyterian downtown Kalamazoo, we're giving our annual choral Christmas concert, and it should be jubilant and thoughtful at the same time.
Would you also welcome people's recollections and memories of Dr. Hardy if they were to share them with you via email?
Oh,
or something
absolutely.
Like that?
And I would love memories, recollections, even just a sentence here or there. That would be beautiful.
Well, thank you all once again for coming on WMUK, and we'll see you again many times this season, I hope.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I spoke with Dr. Kim Adams, Ahmed Ansaldua, and Joel Snyder. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is WMUK's Let's Hear It.